This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The 26/11 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahawur Rana has been brought to Delhi today. Union Minister Piyush Goyal in a social media post said that due to the determination of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today the accused of Mumbai attacks has been brought to India and he will get stringent punishment. Talking to the media in Mumbai, he alleged that the Congress government did nothing to punish the terrorists.
ये मोदी जी का दृढ़ संकल्प था कि जिन लोगों ने हमारी देश पर आंख उठाई उनको सख्त से सख्त सजा मिले और आज हर भारतवासी को गर्व है मोदी जी पर विशेषकर हम सब मुंबई के कृतज्ञ हैं मोदी जी के कि ऐसे लोग जिन्होंने हमारे देश के ऊपर हिंसक हमला किया था उनको हम भारत के धरती पर भारत के कानून के अंतर्गत सजा दिलाएं आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ हमारी सरकार का बड़ा कड़ा रवैया है और हम किसी को भारत की धरती पर आज नहीं डालने देंगे मुंह तोड़ जवाब आतंकवादी घटनाओं पर
Securities were beefed up at NIA headquarters, Patiala Court and some other areas in the national capital. Rana has been brought to India after his final appeal to evade extradition was rejected by the US Supreme Court. Yesterday, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the return of Tahawur Rana is a great success of the Modi government's diplomacy. He was speaking on a private TV channel.
मोदी सरकार का प्रयास है कि जिन लोगों ने भी भारत की जमीन भारत का सम्मान और भारत के नागरिकों के साथ दुर्व्यवहार भी किया है वो हमारे कानून के जद में लाना चाहिए और मैं मानता हूँ राणा की यहाँ वापिस आना ये मोदी सरकार की कूटनीति का बहुत बड़ी सफलता है
Meanwhile, the central government has appointed Narendra Mann, advocate, as a special public prosecutor for conducting trial and other matters in the Tahawur Rana case. In a Gazette notification, Union Home Ministry informed that Narendra Mann has been appointed for conducting trial before the NIA special courts at Delhi and appellate courts for a period of 3 years. The Supreme Court will hear petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the WAF Amendment Act 2025 on the 16th of this month. A bench headed by Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna will hear the case. The central government yesterday filed a caveat in the apex court in this regard. A caveat application is filed by a litigant to ensure that no adverse order is passed against him or her without being heard. Multiple petitions have been filed in the apex court challenging the constitutional validity of the WAF Amendment Act 2025. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th, the last Jain Tirthankar, Lord Mahavir, has been observed across the country today. It is one of the most sacred days for the Jain community. The followers of Lord Mahavir celebrate this festival by chanting prayers, offering prasad and participating in chariot processions. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings on the occasion. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB will take on Delhi Capitals at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Delhi Capitals, unbeaten so far, are placed second on the points table with 6 points from 3 consecutive wins, while RCB, with 3 wins from 4 matches, sit in the third place. In badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto have advanced to the quarterfinals of the Asia Championships in Ningbo, China today. The Indian duo defeated Hong Yei and Nicole Gonzalez Chan of Chinese Taipei in the pre-quarterfinal. After losing the first game by 12-21, Dhruv and Tanisha staged a strong comeback, winning the next 2 games, 21-16, 21-18, to seal the match. In the women's singles, 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu also exited the tournament after a hard-fought battle against Japan's Akane Yamaguchi in the second round. India's goods and services exports have crossed a record $820 billion in financial year 2024-25, despite economic uncertainties in the global markets. The Commerce Ministry said this represents a close to 6% increase over the corresponding figure of $778 billion for the previous financial year. The figures were revealed at a meeting held by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal with the Export Promotion Councils and Industry Bodies in New Delhi to discuss the emerging trade scenario. And that is the end of this news bulletin.